I kept walking. The Unlikely Journey of a Persian Woman with Polio by Minu Sumech Mishlin with Golly Cronenberg. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. To my husband, David, thank you for your unconditional love and support. I extend my deepest love and gratitude to my children, Shirin and Aaron, and my precious grandchildren, Josh, Liora, Shira, Helen, and Reuben. Visit IKeptWalkingBook.com to learn about author readings and to see the book's rich collection of photos. You can also view the book's maps and photos on the audiobook's companion PDF. May God watch over you. I was born in an anxious era. 3 weeks before my birth, the madness of World War II landed at our family's doorstep. My father, Aga John, was away on the hot August night when the rumble of aircraft and the high-pitched whistle of falling bombs pierced the air. Maman cowered in a narrow corridor of our home with her five youngest children. A shrill siren resounded, a second bomb exploded, and the earth shuddered. The thunderous explosion rattled our home. My siblings, all under 11, clung tightly to Maman. The youngest erupted in tears. Maman, her belly swollen with me, stretched out her arms over my siblings' heads. She recited a Hebrew prayer, Yevereha Adonai v'yishmericha. May God bless you and watch over you. British warplanes were bombing Iran. But for our family and other Jews across Persia, the attack was a blessing. The coup d'etat that put military commander Reza Pahlavi in power and later anointed him as Shah marked a dramatic shift in the lives of Iranian Jews. The Shah's rebuke of the Shia Muslim clergy and his embrace of science and modernity benefited Jews, who were permitted to serve in the government and army. At first, Reza Shah Pahlavi's irreligiosity improved the lives of Jews, though his autocratic tendencies made him sympathetic to Hitler. The Shah's admiration for Germany spread to the public. In our small town of Hamadan, Muslim students painted swastikas on the chalkboard of the school my siblings attended and thrust their right arms into the air, crying out, Sieg Heil. German broadcasts in Farsi referred to Hitler as the Shiite Messiah, who had returned to destroy the Jews. German propaganda compared Hitler's efforts to annihilate Jews to the Prophet Muhammad's clashes with Jewish tribes in Arabia. Anti-Semitic slogans appeared on the walls of Jewish businesses. Muslim neighbors spoke openly of their fondness for cousin Hitler. A sense of desperation hung in the air. Shortly before I was born, my mother's maid offered her an audacious bargain. Give me what you have, she said, and I'll protect it for you. Maman listened in silence. Hanom, when the Germans come, they will take everything. Give me your house. I can hide you and your children in my village. You can go there to have your baby. Maman made no such bargain. The family remained in Hamadan. On August 25, 1941, despite the country's neutrality, British planes began bombing Tehran, Qazvin, and Hamadan. The Soviet Red Army troops that rolled into Tehran and the British bombing raids kept the Germans out of Iran, preventing Reza Shah Pahlavi from aligning with Hitler. Within a matter of days, Iran's military was overwhelmed. The Allied invasion forced the Shah to order his military to stand down. In perfect British etiquette, the Anglo-victors sent a message to Reza Shah. Would His Highness kindly abdicate in favor of his son, the heir to the throne? On September 16, 1941, His Imperial Majesty Reza Shah Pahlavi was sent into exile, and his son, Mohammad Reza Shah Pahlavi, viewed as more sympathetic to the British, ascended to the peacock throne at the tender age of 22.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?